Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? We back. Culture Shock Entertainment, Shock Therapy. DJ, I'm just saying, I got a special guest today. I'm excited. I've been excited for about 2-3 weeks. Man, every day I've been excited. Been having constant dialogue with this guy, and he is amazing, man. Spoken word artist from Michigan. We got Mr. Cortez Walker in the house. Cortez, what's up?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. What's going on? How's your day been?
Just been crazy, man. Crazy things going on with traffic, dropping my kids off at school, dropping the wife off at school, man. It's just been crazy, but I still made time, man, to get on this show.
I appreciate you coming on, man. If anybody, you know, for all you people out there that don't know, Cortez is amazing. I'm going to just say he is amazing. You know, so, you know, just bottom line, I'm going to put it out there. You're amazing, man. I appreciate your work. I have to tell people the way that we met. We have a Apprentice Powell interview up on YouTube, and I got an alert on my phone, and I'm like, I'm going to get these alerts. So I look and I seen the comment, and I'm like, wow, okay, cool. So I went and he, you know, he said, come check out the, you know, your page. And I went to check out your page, and I was blown away by your spoken word that you gave that day. And I had to tell some people, and I told my boy, I said, yo, we got to get him on the air as soon as possible. He was like, well, make it happen. So I'm glad that you accepted and come on the air and share your story with people. Now, for all the people out there, Cortez, tell people who you are and what do you do exactly?
Man, basically, I do spoken word. I used to do just regular secular hip hop, man, but now I'm open to spoken word, and I do Christian rap as well. It's been a long time, man. I got my life converted over to Christ, man. But the difference is that I'm not religious, man. I didn't grow up in church, you know. I'm not all super churchy, man, but I do believe in God, man. I do believe that, you know, that there's a reason why we're here. And basically, I do a mixture of spoken word and Christian rap. So, you know, when I actually did that spoken word, man, I wasn't expecting, you know, a lot of feedback.
Right.
But I got a lot of great feedback off of you, and I was so honored, man, when you gave me a hit me up and get me on the show, because I'm like, oh man, this is the same show they got Princess Power on, and I'm like, I've been studying some of his stuff, man. So, yeah. You know, I'm real, cool. Real passionate about what I do. You know, and I'm definitely, it's definitely an honor, man, for y'all just to hit me up and have me on the show, you know, with somebody else that's just passionate about, you know, spoken word as me.
Yeah, you know what, it's funny, I have a cousin who does spoken word, and I hadn't been to a venue to see spoken word in maybe 5-6 years, so it was good to, because he had a book release. And he had a couple artists there, and they did their thing, and it was a nice intimate setting, and me and my wife had a good time. And I was like, wow, this is, you know, they really don't do this. You know, it was a big thing, like I said, about 6 years ago here. And I'm like, it doesn't seem like as big as it used to be. So I'm like, man, I would love to do something with them to kind of help boost it out. So in the midst of that, like I said, we had the interview with Prince Powell, and me and my boy was talking like, yo, we gonna do something. We gonna help bring this to the forefront, because this is a talent that is, to like you said, to us, it's amazing for people to actually put their feelings on paper or to express it in a way for us positively, and in such a great way, to, like I said, the way you do it with spoken word and rap, and you speak in life to people, which is, like I said, is amazing in itself. So you know, I thank you for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate it. I'm just excited as you are. I joked with my wife. I said, you know what? I don't know who's more excited, me or him. I'm the one supposed to be excited, but this dude is probably more excited than me. I'm like, it's crazy. So, you know, like, man, I said, it's, you know, like I said, it's cool.
I was excited, man. I was excited. I was like, oh, babe, guess what? I'm about to be on the same radio show that Princess Power was on, man. Shout out to him, even though I don't know him, man. Shout out to y'all, just, you know, just for giving me that, you know, that platform, man. And, you know, it's crazy because when I turned my life over, man, and got things right, mm-hmm. and things got clean, because I was really, like, really serious, man, with this rap stuff, man. Like, I was willing to go, you know, different places, man, But it never worked out right. It never did, man. I had something was supposed to, I was supposed to go on a tour around the world. I ended up getting bamboozled by the manager that I had that was in Florida. I was supposed to perform in Florida. It just never worked out right, man. But it's like as soon as I started to do what God, you know, wanted me to do, you know, and do it the right way, do it the positive way, things started to change, man. Things just started to change. And, you know, I've had recent opportunities, man. Just my friend DeAndre Pope, shout out to Pope. He actually got me an opportunity to perform at Butler University, man. So
that's huge.
You know, and I just did that, you know, about a month ago, man. You know, so it just seems like, you know, as soon as you start to do the right thing, you know, everything else follows, man. So I really just appreciate the opportunity, man. I'm just humbled.
Okay, cool. Like I said, the pleasure's all ours. Let me ask you a question. Who is this Cortez Walker character? Who are you? What do you, you know, what's your background? Like I said, you said you came from the secular into the spiritual. Well, you know, what got you, first of all, involved in music? You know, who were your people that you idolized and looked up to? And I guess two-part question.
Man,
who helped
this
you?
Cortez
and,
Walker
you know.
Character, man, is a family man of God,
right.
Silly man. Always joking a lot, man. That's just my thing, real outgoing. But at the same time, I'm kind of to myself. I like my space, you know.
Hey, I understand.
I'm outgoing when I'm around people, man. When I'm at home, I'm pretty much chilled out and laid back.
I understand.
Yeah, back in the day, man, I used to idolize like Jay-Z, man. Jay-Z was like, man, to me, boy, every other day, man, I'm throwing up the rock. Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Lil Wayne was like, man, when Lil Wayne was actually good, before after the Carter 3, man, I used to get, like, Lil Wayne CDs, download all his mixtapes, man, when he, that one year, I think it was in 2007, when he dropped, like, 70 songs.
Yeah, I remember.
And actually, when the Carter 3 came out, my daughter was born that year. Man, I wanted that CD so bad, man. I was like 19.
Wow.
Didn't have a dime in my pocket, man. I stole the CD, man, because I wanted it so bad, man.
Wow.
CD, man, because I wanted the CD so bad, man. I could have been arrested and everything, and I had a daughter.
Wow.
So those were the people that I idolized, man. Nas, J. Cole was a big influence, man, even just recently.
Okay.
You know, so some of the cats, man, like Eminem, man, you know I got to rep him because he's from Detroit.
He was
a big influence, man. Slaughterhouse, Royce the 5'9". There's a lot. There's a lot of people, man. But those were one of my big influences. I started studying spoken word, man, about 2-3 years ago.
Okay.
And I was like, man. I was going to the Greenhouse Effect out here in Indianapolis where I was doing local shows. And shout out to Just Will and Greenhouse Effect because they gave me a platform as well to do too. And I was doing, you know, still doing the secular thing, which is cool.
Right.
And, you know, I was sitting there, a lot of spoken word cats coming in. And they basically was doing the same thing that I was doing. They just had no music.
Right.
And I was like, wow, man, that's powerful. And I remember when I came, I didn't have no beats or nothing. I'm like, man, how I'm gonna perform? My CD wasn't working. So they said, well, we'll do it. You don't need no beat. And I'm like, yeah, y'all right. I don't need no beat. So I started just spitting my lyrics, and people was really feeling them. And I'm like, man, this is powerful. This is like real powerful, man.
Yeah.
You know, people they're basically just spitting the art form out with no beat. You know, raw talent for people to actually hear, man. So I started doing my due diligence, man, studying, looking up different people, man. Just like even with Fiveology and, you know, like I said, Prentice Powell, Andrew Tyree, Passion for Christ Movement, man, the guy named Ezekiel. I just started studying a lot of different people, man, and a lot of different art forms, and that's just basically how that came about. And I mean, me, myself, I'm just a real busy, creative person. That's just me, man. I'm always doing something. I actually, as well, started my own business. I do real estate. I basically buy and flip homes for cash. I just started not too long ago, but that's something that I wanted to do, man. So I'm basically an entrepreneur slash, I guess you can call me a musician or an artist.
Yeah, I call you all three. That's fair. I call you all three. That's fair, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let me ask you, what happened, or what was the transition? What caused you to go from, like I said, from secular hip hop to Christian spoken word and Christian rap? You know, what happened?
You know what, man? Truthfully, man, it was something that was kind of always in my heart, man, because I always had a passion for God, man. My mom, she brought us up, you know, in God. She didn't bring us up in church. And I always thought about it. I didn't know how to go about it, man. And me and my wife, you know, we went through some things, man. And I started going to this church, man, out here in Indianapolis.
Okay.
Global Harvest Christian Center, man. Shout out to Pastor Paul and Third Thompson. Okay. They basically, man, just started teaching me things that I didn't know nothing about, man. And they're nowhere near religious.
Okay.
And, man, when I started to get myself right, and I started to get myself clean, man, I just started to realize, like, the things that's going on in hip-hop and the things that's going on in the world, man, you know, it just wasn't right. And when I did secular music, you know, I said some things, but I never really faked the funk, man. I was always real. You know, I told my story, and I never really wanted to be like other artists. So I had to make a choice, man. I said, if I'm going to be, you know, living this way, and doing music this way, you know, I'm not really living the truth. So I always thought about it. So I said, if I'm going to be living truthful, I might as well be speaking truthful. And you know, it took me some time to get myself together and get my things with my family right. And once that got right, man, I just wanted to do it, man, just for God, man, and not just for God. Because I don't want to be just super religious, but I want to show people that you can be a man of God, you can love God, you can be a Christian and still be real and still be open to people and still live your life. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. You're right. So, you're absolutely right.
That's how that pretty much came about.
Wow, okay. That's right up the alley of what we do here at Culture Shock. You know, we wanted to show people that it's definitely cool to be a Christian. You know, it's not just one-sided, and like I said, no super religion tactics going over here, nothing like that. We're just having fun, having a good conversation. So that's what we do. Okay, so
yeah, man.
You know, appreciate that. So let me ask you a question. Like you said that you went to a church. What was the name of the church again?
Global Harvest Christian Center.
Okay. Now, who, you just say you just went, or was, you know, what happened? Something happened? A friend took you, or you just say, you know what, I'm going to go to church now, and that's where you ended up at.
This is how it went, man. Me and my wife were having trouble, man, in our marriage.
Okay.
Just our relationship. And, you know, my wife, one day she said, man, I just need to go to a church. And I said, okay, wait, do you want to go here? She said, no. Her friend Janet, she said, why don't you come to my church? Shout out to Janet. Janet, man, if you don't know, Janet is a Jesus freak, man. Janet is that type of person, man, that if you want to get your life right, you don't hang around Janet.
We got to shout out Janet.
Janet, man. One thing Janet going to do is she going to make sure you're living right, and she going to make sure that you ain't doing nothing you ain't supposed to be doing. She going to make sure she tell you about Jesus, man.
That's good. That's good.
Before we actually, well, we were always cool with Janet, but before I actually got in church and everything, I used to be, you know, picking on her like, ah, be quiet, you little Jesus freak.
Right.
Now I'm a Jesus freak, so I can't even talk about Janet no more.
Yeah, you see how that works.
Like, shut up, you little Jesus freak. I'm about to go to the club.
Yeah, but, right.
But yeah, man, that's how we ended up coming about. And we came there, me and my wife came there, and we just noticed the difference, man. Like, they were like radical people, man, and they really believed in God. Like, man, our church, like, our pastor, man, he is raw, man. Like, well, when I tell you raw, I mean, like, he'll give it to you straight.
Mm-hmm.
He'll say stuff that other people won't say. that actually with what this world needs right now.
Yeah,
and
you're right. The truth.
He tells you in a way that you can relate. And I think that it was definitely God sent, because that's the only way that I would receive it, personally.
Yeah.
That's the only way that I would receive it. And that's the only way that my wife was able to receive it. So that's how we end up getting there, man. And we still have some struggles, man. We had some struggles in our marriage, but, you know, but it's just staying there and growing. We end up, you know, building a foundation there, man. And it really ended up changing our lives. And they taught us things, man, that I never thought that would actually change my life if you actually apply them. You know,
right.
Your parents teach you things, and other people teach you things, and your teachers even tell you things. But sometimes, man, it takes the right set of people to actually talk to you to you know, help you change.
You're right.
You know?
You're right. You know, it's funny because that's kind of like the similar story with me. You know, I had a short story real quick. I had my son had passed, and I was so mad at the church. You know, just how, you know, everything happened and whatnot. And I remember talking to my boy, you know, the architect, shout out to the architect. He had told me about, you know, his idea of doing a show. And I was like, yo, man, I'm really not on about doing a show right now. I really don't want to do anything. And I just remember the first day I walked in and we were getting ready to do the Band of Brothers. You know, we had a meeting with the guys, you know, and the meeting was cool, but I really didn't get a chance to fill everybody out. But that first day we had a photo shoot, he was like, okay, cool. You know, hearing everybody's story and like, I can really relate to them. And like I said,
right.
Like you said, putting yourself, the guy knows how to put us around the right set of people to help get you where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, it sounds very similar to the story with, you know, that I have with these guys that I work with. So that's awesome. That's great. I'm glad that you and your wife stay together and you guys are constantly working at it, because marriage is constant work. It's not easy. You know, you do it day by day. You're constantly learning things and, you know, trying to apply them to better your marriage. So I definitely give you props for sticking that out, you and your wife. That's good. How many children
Thanks, man.
I
really appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
You know, I want to give credit to God, you know, and I definitely want to give a lot of credit to myself, man. Dealing with her. Oh, shout out to you, baby.
Don't get beat up, man. Look, we are not
you,
trying.
Actually, dealing with me.
Woo,
man. You know, I'll definitely get credit to myself, man. She is a handful, boy. Yeah, I tell you, right, boy.
Look.
Bag lady, grocery bag handful. No, I'm just joking. Shout out to you, baby.
Yeah.
You know I love you.
You're so funny. Hey, I was asking, how many children do you guys have?
Man, 3 children, man.
Okay. How many, 2 boys, the girl, what you got?
2 boys and a girl, man. One is 8, one is 5, and the other one is 3.
Wow, okay. Now, you know what? The oldest one is what, your boy or girl?
Oldest one is the boy.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. This is a really good question. You said that when, at a while back, you know, when you were doing secular, you were about to have your first child, right?
Yes, sir.
Now explain to me what the difference is between that time that you were, you know, doing what you were doing out in the secular. How did it affect your family then as opposed to what you're doing now? How does it affect them now?
Man, it actually affected a whole lot.
Okay.
You know, there was a lot of selfishness involved. I think that, you know, I was so conformed with society, like, hey, this is what I want to do. Because, you know, I'm not going to lie, man. You know, growing up, man, I wasn't good at a lot of things, man. Not real tall, so I wasn't much of a hooper. You know, I was pretty decent at, like, football, but, you know, I never could get it right because my grades wasn't right. And, you know, I was just a regular guy, man. I had a decent life. You know, my pops weren't really around, but I did have a stepfather. And, you know, once I found music, man, it was like, wow, this is my niche.
Okay.
You know, so I was like, wow, you know, this is something I was going to do. And it just became so addictive. And, you know, the more I began to do it, I still always took care of my family. You know, I always had a decent job. Always made sure that I did things at a decent time. But it was like, it seemed to me like everything was so drawn to me that I almost forgot about everybody else. You know what I mean? I wasn't traveling and performing in many clubs, but I was so focused on it, man, that it just seemed more selfish than anything. But now that I'm doing it differently, you know, my family's involved. I don't have to think about in the industry stuff, you know, what type of image should you have, you know, how most rappers these days, they don't want to show that they're married, or they want to not wear wedding rings in their photos because that'll taint their image. And it's like, you know what, I am who I am. You know, I'm a man of God, I'm a spoken word artist, I'm a Christian rapper, and you know, I don't have to hide anything, you know, even though I never did. But it's just a lot better, you know, it's a lot better. My wife can be a part of it, versus, you know, when you're just a secular rapper, you have more so groupies, and there's a different type of audience that you end up engaging in. And it, you know, if that's the type of audience that you're engaging in, you want to try to keep that audience, you know, engaged.
Right.
And you know, it wasn't a good look for me and my wife. You know, it brought a lot of problems and a lot of issues. And you know, times that I thought that she wasn't being supportive, it's not that. And I just wasn't doing it in the right way. Right. I wasn't doing it in the right way, and I didn't have the right motive. So it's just something that I had to realize that, you know, when you're doing something positive for a positive cause, you know, you should have great support. But if you're doing something negatively, you know, you shouldn't have a good support system, even for your wife. And I mean, she even supported me then, you know? So I mean, you know, it just goes to show, man, that it definitely, you know, it definitely was a good run, but it wasn't a positive effect on my family.
Right. Wow, that's, I understand that. That's, I can attest to that because I've been through that. And you're absolutely right. You definitely have to get the family involved. And anything that's going to tarnish your marriage or cause problems, you just don't even need to be involved in it. So I commend you on making that decision. Now let me ask you, was that easy?
What do you mean, what easy?
Letting go of the groupies and the crowd and the scene of the secular scene and going to the popular scene, because I don't know if it, like I said, some guys, it may be easy for them. Some other guys, it's not as easy. Like, the transition is not as quite as easy as they thought it might have been.
Well, you know, I didn't really have, like, groupers or anything. I wasn't, like, super big enough, but I did have followers that people liked my music. You know, guys right. and women, you know?
Right.
But letting go was extremely hard, man. I'm not going to lie, because I thought I lost a big part of it, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I thought that I had to give it up for good, because I'm 27 right now. You know, I actually stopped doing music like cold turkey for about 2 years. I was in the studio in and out in 2012, but I didn't release anything. I didn't push any singles or anything like that. And you know, it was extremely hard, man. It was a big part of my life that I just cannot understand. I'm like, you know, this is what I love to do. Why can't I do it this way? Why can't I do it that way? But hey, you know, me letting go was a sacrifice, man. And, you know, 2 years later, you know, everything that I sacrificed, you know, God gave it all back tenfold. You know, my marriage is stronger than ever. You know, my family, my values with my family as far as God and my life is a lot better. You know, I have things to fall back on, and it's just a more positive outcome, you know. But it was extremely hard, man, and it was things that I was looking at. But the more I started to look at society and the more I started to look at the industry, I didn't really want no part of it, to be honest. I really didn't. And even when I was doing secular, the thing that's going on in the industry, and I mean, I have no problem. I don't have anything against people, you know, who are homosexual or anything like that. So I just want to put that out there. But the things that are hidden in the industry and the corruption and everything else, man, I didn't really want no part of it. And I, how I am, man, I always I just always like to separate myself from anything. I never, ever, ever want to follow the trend. So I said, I want to do something different. I want to make a change, and I want to be a trendsetter, man. I don't want to be like everybody else.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. That's awesome, man. Like I said, I'm becoming more and more impressed with you as we talk. So, this is awesome. But let me ask you, Nothing. It's a song that you put. I was on your YouTube page and I was looking at some songs, and I came across, let's see, Nothing to Me. That was one song. That was your, what we call, before your BC days, before Christ days. And I enjoyed it. Like I said, I listen to all types of music. I just listen to see where a person is at that time. And I could appreciate where you were at that time. So I definitely appreciated that. But as I went from there and I listened to Freedom of Speech, I was like, wow, you go from one extreme to the next. I thought that was awesome. Could you explain to the people about Freedom of Speech and what that spoken word was about?
Freedom of Speech, man, is crazy, man. That came about, man. I was actually wanting to figure out something to give people freely.
Okay.
And I also wanted to give something out as me being a Christian person. Not just me being a Christian person, but touching base on different subjects over and over and over again, constantly, with no boundaries, no limits, and being able to say whatever I wanted to say, with people thinking and recognizing, this isn't right, this isn't this way. And freedom of speech is basically being able to have control and say whatever you want to say, in a good way, in a positive way, but also to be real with people. That's basically what it is. Man, that was something that I actually prayed on and woke up one day and said, I was like, freedom of speech. I'm like, oh, man, that's dope. Freedom of speech. That is dope, man. I wrote it down. And before you know it, man, I just wanted to, I did a couple of videos. I haven't did many. I will be doing another one soon next week.
Okay.
And that's just really where it came about, man. There's no limits. And it was something for me to give people at the same time while I work on music, because a lot of people don't know. It's like now I'm reinventing myself, so I'm touching base on a different audience at a different caliber.
Right.
And, I'm starting to see that, you can still touch people. There's always a new genre of people. So that was something that I really, really, really appreciate. Freedom of speech is just something that, it's life, man. Don't be afraid to say what people are thinking, or don't be afraid to challenge what's going on right now. Everybody wants to conform to the same thing.
Right.
And, like I said, I don't want to. So that's where that came about.
I like that. Now I am an advocate of freedom of speech. That's why that's why I constantly stay in trouble, Cortez, because on the radio, I usually say some stuff that my boss looks at me with this crazy look every time I do. And it is, to me, it's fun. I don't cross the lines, but sometimes I do. That's just me. But I believe in also saying what people are thinking. I just think it's fair. I'll try to explain it to people. I said, look, y'all thinking it, I know you probably don't want to say it, but I'm gonna say it for you. And I usually get in trouble for it, but it's cool. I enjoy that. And like you said, it gives people a good laugh. Now sometimes I gotta go back and apologize to certain people, but at the same time, it needed to be said. So I'm that guy. So I can appreciate that. I definitely appreciate freedom of speech. That's something very dear and close to my heart. So Arcatez, I wanted to ask you about the latest poem that you put up. I call it a poem. Now, can I call it a poem, or do I have to say spoken
word? Hey, you can call it a poem, Shakespeare, whatever you want to call it.
Shakespeare.
Man,
I like that. I'm going to roll with that. Shakespeare. I'm going to call it Shakespeare. So you put up your latest Shakespeare joint, and I want you to explain to people, A, what the title is and the reason behind it.
The title is Where I'm Supposed to Be. It basically, the reason behind it, man, is that for those past 2 years that we talked about, I had a big issue, man, with where I was supposed to be in life with myself, where I was supposed to be with my religion. You know, I mean, not even religion, because I don't believe in religion, but where I was supposed to be, you know, as a Christian person and as a family person. I had a lot of sacrifices to make, and I'm like, man, how does this, you know, how does all this come together, man? And I really couldn't understand where I was supposed to be. And when I made it, you know, when I wrote it, I just felt something, man. It was just so passionate, and I was like, yeah, this one might touch people, you know. I was actually kind of nervous about it too. I didn't know how much feedback I was going to get.
Really?
You know, how much good feedback, but, you know, that one really, it really just hit me, and I just wanted to let people know, like, you're not alone, man. You know, I know there's a lot of people out here that are in the church world, a lot of people that, you know, are Christians, a lot of people that just, you know, that's just, even the people out here that's just living, and, you know, they don't have a direction. You know, they just going any kind of way. You know, like the Candyland board where you got the little squiggly versus, you know, if you had like the navigation, they don't have a navigator.
Right.
And I just wanted to lead people in the right direction because I was like that, you know, before at one point in my life, man. I just didn't have a direction, man, and I wanted to help people get one.
Wow, that's awesome. That actually was the one that when I went to your page the first time to check it out. I had to stop it, and I was like, I had to grab my wife, like, you got to check this out. This is nice. And so I had to play it back, and she seen it, and she was like, wow, this is really good. I said, I know I got to book this dude now. I don't have no choice but to book this dude. This dude is amazing. And I today, recently, I posted it on Facebook, and just to get a reaction to see, you know, the response to it, and the response to it was amazing. Like I said, my cousin, he's a spoken word artist. He took it and posted it and got a lot of positive feedback from it. People were just, like I said, the responses were great. And like I said, it was an on-time message for some folks that may, like you said, going through some things. And like you said, every day you just don't know where somebody's mind is, even though they can be saved or, like I said, unsaved, whatever the case. You just never know what a person's thinking, you know, how they're feeling. And so a lot of people were saying that it helped them, you know, get grounded, stay grounded, you know, keep focused, keep pushing forward. You know, a lot of people sometimes feel like they haven't made the right choice as far as changing, coming from the party world to, you know, being in church or whatnot. And so it helped them. So I, like I said, man, I commend you on that, because it was amazing. It was just, like I said, it had such a positive effect. You know what I'm saying? And it's a right now message. It's a right now spoken word. So, like I said, it touched me. That's what I'm saying. It touched me, and it touched so many other people. You know, and like I told you yesterday, for us to be in a different state and the power of the social media networking to be able to reach each other and, like I said, inspire each other without even meeting, that to me, that is amazing in itself. So, like I said, I commend you on that.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
No problem.
I really appreciate that, man. I really do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, my the thing I wanted to touch on next, there's a part in that spoken word where you said there was an incident that happened near the end of it. Are you able to expound on that and give us a little light on what happened? You said it was an incident where you could have lost your life or went to jail. Is it a Lil Wayne CD? Is that it?
Nah, man.
Oh, okay.
Nah, man.
Okay.
Nah, I could have went to jail. But I wouldn't lost my life over no little way.
I don't know. So, yeah,
they couldn't hold me down, man. They couldn't hold me down in there, bro. They couldn't even if they tried, man. They already know, man. That's why. I think they seen me stealing it, but I just think they didn't want to mess with me, man. Because back then I looked pretty rough. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
That's
I
what
got
it
you.
Is.
I got you.
You know, I try to tell people, I'm like, don't let the waves fool you, man. Don't let the waves fool you.
Pretty thug. I got you.
You know
what I mean? Got you. Pretty thug. Pretty
like, thug. Don't let the mommy's grease fool you.
Oh, yeah. You
let them fool you, man.
Yeah, you
real.
Really. Yeah, okay. That's cool.
But nah, man, basically, there was a point in time in my life, man, that actually, for something actually crazy, that's a whole nother story, but I went out with a buddy, man, and this was around the time my third son was born, and you know, he wasn't really a buddy. You know, usually you go out with people and, you know, you expect them to watch over you.
Right.
That wasn't the case, man. I went out and I actually blacked out with this guy. We went out for drinks and me and my wife actually got into it that night. And we were supposed to, you know, we end up, you know, we were supposed to come home and just, you know, come home and just chill and, you know, make up and things like that. And the guy that I went out with, he, you know, took me to different places, and I was getting free drinks that whole night, man.
Okay.
And, you know, I remember that same night I checked my phone, and I looked. Mm-hmm. I looked at my phone, and it was 2 a.m.
Wow.
And before you know it, I blacked out. And I thought I was drugged, man. And I woke up in the hospital at night. I had a bad chest pain. And basically, they told me that I blacked out. My car was missing. I ended up walking into someone else's house.
Wow.
And, you know, I ended up getting a felony charge, man. I had done some things in my life, nothing real bad, but I had never, you know, basically had anything like that that could have hindered me, man. So I ended up getting a year of probation, man. Cost me a lot of money, cost me a lot of time. You know, it was a hindrance to my family. You know, I had to get a lawyer. I could have lost my life because the person's house that I walked in, you know, could have been a killer.
Wait, so you walked, shot me. So you walked in the house?
I walked in the house. The wrong house, as a matter of fact. The wrong house.
Woo.
The wrong house. And it's crazy. The house was maybe a block from where I stayed.
Wow.
I was blacked out, so I didn't know. And the guy that was with me, he basically just dipped out on me. You know, he said I wasn't his responsibility, nor did he really care.
Wow.
You know, so it was all bad. And that was, you know, to wake up in a hospital bed after you black out and have no memory to this day of what happened. You know, it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
It really was. And so that really took a big toll on me. You know, and it kind of, even though I didn't go to jail for it, it gave me some time to think.
I bet.
A lot of time.
Wow. I mean, you walking in a house. Normally, you get shot.
And you from
Michigan. Michigan, man. You know, it's same down there in Cleveland. They shoot you for walking in their house. They not too kind to people just walking in their house.
But this happened in Indianapolis. So.
Oh. That's even worse.
Yeah, I've been here 5 years, so that's why I'm alive, because this happened in Indianapolis. If this was in Michigan, this radio show wouldn't even be happening right now.
I believe you. I believe you. I definitely believe you. Wow.
And it's the crazy part of it was, it was an older lady, an older white lady, and basically, you know, she called the police, and she said, this big black guy is at my house. And I'm not really even big, man. I'm every bit of 5'7".
You big to her.
I'm every bit of that.
And
she called the police on me. She said that, you know, these things happen. I think she's willing to drop the charges, but, you know, the state didn't want to.
Right.
And it was a mess, man. It was really a mess. They made me go through a lot, you know, a lot of things. I didn't know too much about the law, man, because I was getting in trouble, man, but for things in regards to tickets, but nothing as serious as that, man.
Yeah.
And that really took a toll, you know, took a toll on me for a couple of years. I had to, even though I was on probation for a year, I still had a half year that I had to go to trial and get things straightened out. So.
Wow. You know God was with you. Yeah, you should have been
shot.
Yeah,
he was definitely with me the whole time, man.
Yeah,
I woke up. I don't know what the police did to me, but I woke up and my chest felt like it was caved in. So,
I believe it. You know, a little old white lady called you. That happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, you know, I'm up here looking at my notes, and there is a question that I wanted to ask you, but you pretty much answered it. But I am going to ask this. It's a two-part question, so I guess I'm going to ask the second part of the question.
That's cool, man.
Why Jesus?
Why Jesus?
Why Jesus? I never really asked anybody that, but I just
why Jesus? But the question is for you and everybody else. Why not? Like, why not? Why not serve somebody who died on the cross for you? You know, so that you can make right choices, and people still make decisions that, you know, that aren't good for them, you know, in every single day.
Right.
But Jesus still loves them, man. You know, how I see it is that Jesus did everything that he possibly could for me.
Right.
So why can't I do everything that I possibly can for him? You know, why can't I live, you know, live right, you know, live by his rules and apply those same rules to my family and life and to other people. Every chance I get, man, I should be able to affect somebody's life, you know, with those same principles. And not even all the time mention just Jesus, you know what I mean? But
right. Just
walk with it on me, you know. So when people approach me, or when I walk away from somebody, whether I have a conversation, if it's a minute or 5 minutes, it should be like, man, there's something about him. I want to know what is he doing in his spare time? Why is he always like this? Why is he always happy? You know, I really like his character. You know what I mean?
Right.
Those things really matter, man. They really do. And just being around the people in my church that Jesus gave me, you know, helped structure my life. For the better, man. Why not? You know, like I said, it's so much corruption in this world, man. And like I said, I really love music, man. I really do. But just the filth, man, that's getting poured into our youth and into our people, man. Why not Jesus? You know, it's Jesus has always been needed, no doubt about it.
Right.
But why not, especially now?
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's a good answer. Why not? I love that. That pretty much sums up everything with you. Why not?
I think I'm gonna make that a new Shakespeare. Why not?
I think so. I think that's a great idea. Why not? I love it. I love it, man. Hey, man. So, I'm gonna give you a chance to plug your page. Give us some things that's going on with you. I want everybody to get a chance to get a feel for you. So let them know what you're doing, what you got coming up. Like I said, give them your Facebook, Twitter, everything. Give them everything. Unload everything right now.
All right. Well, I got a lot of things coming up, man. You guys can check me out at Yours Truly Ted. Just to follow me on my regular Instagram and Twitter.
Okay.
Just to get a feel for me and who I am and what I am about. And keep up with my latest updates. You can follow me at on Instagram at freedom_of_speech. And this is to get basically follow with me on the latest music that I'll be putting out, the latest spoken word. You can look me up on YouTube. You can type in Cortez Walker. That's with a K. Just type in Cortez Walker. You'll find me. The YouTube channel is not called Freedom of Speech, but Cortez Walker. If you pull me up, every video from now on, I will hashtag Freedom of Speech. So you can definitely look that up. And Freedom is F-R-E-E-D-U-M. I wanted it to be spelled different because I'm pretty sure the other Freedom of Speech is patent and trademark and all that other stuff. If you are also interested in buying, selling, or flipping houses, wherever you are, you can search for me on Instagram at building_foundation. I am a wholesaler investor, and I do work with other investors in the Indianapolis areas and people who do work with other people in the Ohio area or wherever you are. I can definitely find someone that knows somebody to help you out with that as well. My wife, she actually has a page. She's like a Christian comedian. Me and her, we always both crack jokes.
Wait. You said your wife is a comedian?
She's like a comedian. She won't she's not gonna say it that way. She actually is just, she's just her. She don't like to call herself a comedian, but she's just her, man. She's not gonna say she's a comedian. She's not good at nothing like stand up. I think she'll probably get booed off stage. She can stand up. She don't like doing it. But I think she'll do good. That's what she thinks. But
okay.
She's like a comedian, man. Y'all can follow her.
Okay.
On Instagram at Christian Pay, or Twitter at Christian Pay.
Okay.
And she does hair, beauty, makeup. Everything like that. You can also follow her on Facebook as well at Christian Page. So she just does it all. And basically her concept is to copy Christ and paste into your life. So it's not just being funny, but it's basically just her being her and applying the same rules that Christ applied to his life. But she's just showing people and Christians that you can still be yourself and still love God. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's all right. I didn't know your wife was funny like that.
Man, yeah, good. Man, she's pretty funny, man.
She got a sense of humor. That's good.
Yeah, man.
She probably
was
laughing at you a lot then, huh?
Man, all the time, man. All the time. I think we always laugh at each other, man.
That's good,
that's,
man.
That's my boot thing, man.
She
got an amazing sense of humor, man.
Yeah,
she's
your
amazing
boot thing.
Like she does amazing things. So y'all definitely check her out as well.
Definitely. Well, this is the end of the show, man. I appreciate you coming on. We had a good time. Like I said, I'm so honored that you took time out to come and talk to us. And like I said, share your testimony about your life. And like I said, I know a lot of people will be touched by this interview. And like I said, we're going to be in contact, man. For all you people, y'all keep an eye out for this dude, because I'm telling you right now, and Cortez, I'm telling you too, when you get big, and as you getting big, don't forget about the little people. You know, me, you know, architect.
Oh, man, you know, man, y'all about to blow up, man. Y'all about to Martin blow up. Y'all about to blow up. And y'all on the big screen too, man. I'm not going to forget about y'all, man. I'm just, like I said, I'm just actually happy that you guys actually got in touch with me, because I was like, man, I was at work, man, checking my emails, and I was like, oh, man, they said they want me on the show. I'm like, Prince's Power was on this show. I'm like, he just arsing me off, man. I was going crazy, man.
Hey, you was going crazy, I was going crazy. Like I said, for you to respond back to me, you know, I'm like a little kid sometimes. I'm like, oh, you know, I had to like bring it in for a minute, like bring it in, keep it professional. Bring it in.
Man.
Right.
So I appreciate that, man. I gotta catch up with that dude. I don't know how, but I am. I don't know. I'm missing the verses and flow.
I'll work that out for you. Don't you worry. I'll work that out for you. That's what we. That's what we here for, man. We here to connect people, man. I mean,
man, don't do it, bro.
I got to. You know what I'm saying? You did it for me. I got to do it for you. That's what we do.
Hey, man, we might have to have this conversation off the air.
we'll do that, man. Well, let me get this last plug in. Hey, everybody, this is Culture Shock Radio. I'm like so giddy right now. I'm taking a page off of JTP. I'm really giddy. So usually, you know, the architect says it's a little 1-2 and we're out of here like Russell Simmons, but I'm gonna have to do it. So this is Culture Shock Radio. This is Shock Therapy, and that's it. We're gonna get out of here, man. I gotta get out of here, y'all. I gotta do something else. I gotta go. We out. Peace.